Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
7:16, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're going to have a nice day today right now. It's splendid outside, 60 degrees going up to 77 today, 78 tomorrow, 79 on Saturday, which would be a nice day to get out and plant some trees. More on that in a little bit. But first, we're joined by Senator Pat Connick, a good friend of ours, Shaw graduate. How you doing, Senator?
Doing great. Good morning, Tommy.
You are a successful attorney, and I just bring that up because you had to take time away from your law practice. People think that being a state legislator is only during the times that you're in session. But that's not the case. You were in Baton Rouge yesterday for a committee hearing, right?
Correct. We had a joint transportation meeting on several topics, and one of the issues was the Bell Chase Bridge. And that was to inform the House members of how bad this deal was. We had a meeting in September with just on the Senate side with the Senate Transportation. And this was a full meeting of all the transportation members. And they got an earful about how bad things are in Bell Chase when these tolls are on.
They're still working on a damn thing. They had it down to one lane when I was coming to work the last 2 days. I don't know what they're doing. Do you?
Well, the approaches are sinking again. At least one of them is. Mm. And that's a problem. You know, it's not finished, so it's a mess, and we got to figure out how to fix it.
What did you hear from some of the people yesterday, and what did the House committee members hear yesterday?
Well, they were shocked. I think how bad the people are being, you know, hit. They learned that, you know, during the 4 months that the tolls were in effect, they had 5.1 million in tolls billed, but 6.7 million in fees added on to that.
Mm.
There was testimony from, I think, a young lady.
Not 5.1, 6.7 additional added on to the 5.1 million. That's what you're saying?
That was the fees.
Just the fees alone. So you're talking about a total of 12.8 or 11.8.
Yeah, that was billed, but and the fees were more than the tolls.
That's crazy.
And toll bridge does not belong in a small community. You know, mm-hmm. Bridges are designed to stimulate the economy and not destroy it. And this toll is destroying the economy when it was in place. And we heard that from, there's a young lady, House 131, I think it's called. She's a dress shop. She gave a story of a lady came by a dress for $100, and then she got a bill for $50 extra for the tolls because she lived out of the parish.
It's crazy.
And she said, I can't go back at your shop anymore because I can't afford it. Sal testified with his daughter. They did great. And Jonfro's Hardware. Folks testified how their sales dropped tremendously. But since the tolls have been off, they came back up. So that was the message to the governor and to the DOTD people, that this toll does not work in this type of setting. People have to pay. Like Keith Hinkey was there, the president, he testified that made good points that, you know, if you go into school, you got to pay a toll. If you're going to the grocery, you got to pay a toll. If you go to go vote, you got to pay a toll. And it just doesn't seem right. And, you know, we're going to keep fighting it and make sure that we're trying to, you know, find a way to pay this thing off quicker.
Sal, talking about the number of homes that are for sale, I'm noticing that as I drive around or walk around Bell Chase. I don't know if that's a direct cause and effect or not, but there seem to be a lot of homes for sale in Bell Chase.
You can't live there if you got to keep paying this toll plus these fees. They were promised 25 cents. It's going to be escalating over 30 years. But no one spoke about these fees that were outrageous. And the other problem that we learned about these fees is that the company never did go through the administrative process to get them set. They just took it from statute, $25, and they started hitting people with that, and it's unconscionable. You know, I learned in law school, you know, that pigs survive and hogs get slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
This company's a hog, and they need to be slaughtered.
Let me take a break on that note. We're talking to Representative Senator Pat Connick. I'm sorry, used to be a Representative Senator Pat Connick. We're going to talk about something good going on at Hope Haven on Saturday as well that I may just get involved with. Pat, I might see you out there. You got to tell me what I got to bring, though. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Senator Pat Connick talking about the bridge tolls in Belchase. I have a toll transponder that I bought because I got a new truck, but I didn't put it on there because the tolls were suspended. I don't know if they're still taking pictures or what, but should I be worried? Should anybody be worried about this, Pat? Or do you know for a fact that nobody's going to have to pay tolls while the governor issued this order and that they are fully suspended, nobody's going to be liable for anything?
Yeah, right now they fully suspended. They took down the signs and they unplugged the toll system. That's, you know, nobody's going to be charged anything during this period of time. But stay tuned. So,
all right, people that have the charges already, I got a couple of bills that are crazy, and that reminded me as during the break I was thinking, because if you go to Texas, you go through a toll here or there, and you get a bill that's like $3 or something like that, and you feel silly sending them a check for $3, but it's reasonable. That's not the case here. This is crazy.
It is, and I would protest any bill that you have. I can't, give you legal advice. I don't want to be responsible for somebody getting in trouble, but I would protest it, and I got the same thing. I have a toll tag that I use, and I paid mine, but just to get rid of it. But teach his own on that one.
Yeah, I thought about it. What can happen? Do you know what legally, as far as the state goes, they can do?
I talked to Brian Adams, who's in charge of OMB, and I said they are not flagging licenses. I think they had one or two that were flagged, and the governor stopped that, and so. Your license will not be flagged. This is under a lot of scrutiny. A lot of the charters are not legit. So I think you would have a good argument that I'm not paying it because it's not a valid bill.
And it's not the $20. It's the principle of the thing. You know what I mean?
I think it's both.
Yeah, you know, that's true. For some people it is. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Let's talk about what's going on at Hope Haven, because I think this is a great idea, and I'm really serious about going out there. Are you going to be out there or not?
I'll be out there bright and early. We have 50 trees being donated by Baton Rouge Green, working with Jefferson Parish Parkways. You know, we're looking for volunteers and master gardeners to get this forest planted.
Well, I'm no master gardener. I can volunteer.
You volunteer. We also have some violas that we got from Langridge Plant Sales out of Plaquemines Parish. Mm-hmm. Some beautiful flowers we're going to plant. And if you have not been to this park, it's amazing. It's a gem that not too many people know about, but once you get there, you will see this is something that we need to keep up and grow, and that's what we're doing on Saturday.
Do I bring a shovel? I'm serious here. What do you want us to do?
No, just bring yourself. Right now on Friday, the parkways is going to be drilling the holes for the trees, mm-hmm. So it's going to be putting the trees out, take it out of the bucket, putting some fertilizer in and plant it and moving on to the next one. We got 50 trees and about, 800 viola plants to plant.
Fertilizer, I'm good at. I sling that all the time.
All right, sounds good.
As well as maybe you can get some friends from Baton Rouge to help you out with that too. Look, where is it that the park is located, and what time should people show up?
8 o'clock to 12 on Saturday. It's located on Hope Haven side by Shaw High School. If you go down Barataria, it's 1130 Barataria Boulevard.
Okay. It's right in front of Shaw, right? Or on side of Shaw, however you look at it.
It's on a Shaw. If you're coming down the expressway, you take a left heading to Lafitte. It's going to be the right-hand side by the
Don't go to Lafitte. Hang on a second. Don't go anywhere near Lafitte.
That's a different topic. I love those guys.
No, I do too. I'm just saying, don't do that because you could be way past it. It's just...
No. Head south and by the Shaw, look for the Spanish colonial buildings, and you'll see all the traffic there, and come on in and come help.
Yeah, would it bring anything or not? Seriously, gloves, shovels, nothing?
We'll have all that for you.
All right. I'll see you out there, Pat.
All right, thank you.
8 o'clock, you bet. Hope Haven, I'll hit it for you again tomorrow. 11:30 Barataria Boulevard, 8 till noon on Saturday. It'll be a good chance to get outside, get some exercise, and do some good if you're looking for some volunteer work. We'll talk to Joe Geruso when we come back about the meeting in Baton Rouge yesterday. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:44, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, Tommy. You?
Good. A closed-door meeting yesterday about the bond proposal. Let's I got a piece of paper here and a pen ready. Tell me everything that everybody said, Joe. No, I'm just kidding. Tell me about the tone of the meeting, maybe. That would be a place to start.
Well, the tone of the meeting was really good, and it's funny. I came home and told my wife I shouldn't be surprised at this, but it's surprising what happens when people who know each other sit around a table and have a conversation. And clearly the relationships that Helena and JP have from having served in the legislature were very clear. And their colleagues, whether it was Senator Henry or Speaker DeVilliers, were evident. And look, that freedom also allows good, tough, fair, candid questions from the state leaders about where we are, what our plan is, what the city's planning on doing moving forward. And so the tenor was very collegial, but at the same time, the state had good, legitimate questions that the city needs to answer.
How did this come about? How do we go from, Liz Merle and I talking last week and Governor Landry saying what he had to say to you guys meeting yesterday, everything, you know, again, it was nice to have the grown-ups in the room that knew each other, and that's what it seemed like happened yesterday. I'm just telling you this as a guy watching the news. It was like, you know what? I know a lot of those people that are in that room, and they, it seems like we got the best and the brightest in there and the most mature working on a serious problem. Am I wrong?
Well, look, I'll take it two steps. First is passions run high, and that happens. And a lot of times we get frustrated and say things publicly, and there's tension, and that's normal. That's how this works. The state is wanting to know how we got to this position. We have explanations of how we got there. But I also then think it's like, okay, now that we've gotten it all out of our systems, we've vented, maybe have a little bit of catharsis, now, how do we solve the problem? Mm-hmm. And really, it was Cameron Henry who made two really good points. One is time is of the essence for New Orleans, but the legislature and the state leaders don't know exactly what happened and what the plan is for the future. And so they had questions. And then the second point Cameron made, which again is the one you're asking, is instead of everybody playing telephone and going back and forth, and then this person said that, and it's hearsay within hearsay, let's all get at the same table, be in the same room, look at each other, and ask those questions. So it was a product of all of that work, and really credit to Cameron for making that suggestion, pushing it, and getting everybody in the room very quickly.
One thing, and I don't know if you and I have had this conversation or not, but although, you know, there are jokes about politicians lying, this, that, the other thing. The only thing that elected officials have when it comes to the inner workings of government is their word. That's all they have to trade in. Is that accurate or not?
That's right. And the other thing, too, Tommy, the more I've done this, politics is a craft, mm-hmm. just like anything else is a craft. And there are just people who are more skilled at it than others. And I'd like to think the people in that room at that table were trying to practice that craft for the best interest of the city.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Tell me what the deal would look like, or do you know yet what it would look like?
Well, I have a lot of the contours of it. The council today is going to pass an ordinance that I'm the lead author on, but every single member of the council is a co-author for, which is we would create a separate fund for which the $125 million would go into. And then this is a little bit of news, but the council would have a weekly meeting. So not twice a month, but four times a month to disperse the funds on a weekly basis to make payroll. And before that happens, there's going to be a series of reports on payroll, on financial obligations that the legislative auditor receives. And we will all sit down probably the Wednesday before the Thursday meeting, pour over the reports, make sure the state, the administration, the council are on the same page. And then Thursday, we'll disperse the money from the fund to make payroll on a weekly basis.
That is some news. So weekly meetings for the council through the end of the year. This would be beginning when, Joe?
beginning, I mean, we have a council meeting today, but then it would start next week and it would continue. And I'm saying the end of the year probably be through January that we have to do this, because that's, I don't know that we'll have our property tax receipts in time to do it, but it will really start the first time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Next week.
At what point does the cash come in from the bond sale?
It's supposed to be almost immediate, as I understand it. We have to have the mayor sign the bond documents, which I don't think will be an impediment. And then the banking institution is somebody the city already banks with. So we think the money effectively, in quotes, will be there within 24 to 48 hours of signing the bond obligations.
Where does Mayor Cantrell fit in all of this? You only have one mayor at a time. However, you do have the city council person at large, Elena Moreno, who is the mayor-elect, who has the legislative experience, who was one of the grown-ups in the room yesterday. She just carries herself like $1 million, as do you and J.P. Morrell. J.P. can be, as you said, a little bit bombastic at times, but that's him. That's great. That's okay. What role does LaToya Cantrell have in this?
Well, the mayor has to sign the bond documents, which is an important role in all of this. And the of reports that I'm talking about really only can be created through the mayor's office. So it's incredibly important that we have those. And in fact, Helena and I met earlier this week with the mayor's CAO staff and the finance staff to walk through what the expectations would be. And it was a productive meeting. And then we'll have the legislative auditor come in, make sure the auditor is getting the reports that they want, the way they want to see them, what's going on. And look, the biggest thing for me is I don't want a technicality to upset this apple cart. I don't want the state to not get a report or get something wrong, and then they say the deal is off because we didn't dot an I or cross a T. So it's really important that the mayor staff really works well with everybody, and we'll continue to make sure that we're doing all of these things together to make sure that this is smooth sailing for everybody.
Has the current mayor been involved in any of this so far, or is she going to get involved with the signatures that are needed, et cetera, and the work from the staff? Take me through that, Joe.
Yeah, I the mayor has been involved with trying to look at additional revenue raising measures. I think that's really her focus right now, concerned about sort of the long-term issues with the city. I think to your point, part of the issue with any handoff is the mayor is the mayor. Mayor Cantrell is the mayor for the next 67 days, and you have the mayor-elect who's coming on board. So how you hand off that baton is going to be part of what we all deal with going forward. And look, we conceivably in years past have passed the budget in sort of the middle to late November, but given how many moving parts there are, so we all continue to work together, it'll be closer to December 1st.
At what point do you know that you'll be able to meet payroll and that nobody will be furloughed, or that as it stands now through the end of this year, people that are employed by the city will continue to be employed?
I think we'll know probably by Friday or Monday. There are some more things and I'll make a lawyer joke here, saying the lawyer is now we're sort of in the devil's in the details, mm-hmm. and the lawyers are going back and forth on little nits that everybody wants. And I would have to say that I think substantively we're there, but the words matter to everybody. We have to get those right, and hopefully we have that all ironed out Friday.
And Elena Moreno, mayor-elect yesterday, said more to come, meaning?
Meaning that those details that everybody has to agree to need to be ironed out between both sides.
Would you say you were 90% there?
Oh, I think so. Maybe even a little bit closer.
All right, good. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. Any final thoughts? Anything you want to add? I should have asked you and didn't.
Nope, you covered it all.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, 754, 6 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.